He followed Mater out toward the street where the rest of the town was gathered. They looked at their newly fixed road. It was a disaster.
"I'm done," McQueen panted heavily. "Look, I'm finished. Just say thank you," he said to Sally, "and I'll be on my way. That's all you gotta say."
"Wee-hoo!" Mater called as he drove to the opposite end of the road. "I'm the first one on the new road."
He drove over the bumpy, splattered asphalt.
"Ah-ha!"
he said as he was jostled back and forth.
"It rides pretty smooth."
Sally cut to the chase.
"It looks awful."
McQueen glared at her. "Now it matches the rest of the town," he shot back. Red, the shy fire truck, was so hurt by McQueen's comment that he drove off into the woods, knocking over Luigi's tower of tires. The whole town could hear Red sobbing. Furious, Sally wheeled to face McQueen.
"Who do you think you are?" she demanded.
"Look, Doc said when I finished I could go," McQueen said in frustration. "That was the deal."
"The deal was you fix the road, not make it worse," Doc snapped as he drove up. "Now, scrape it off. Start over again."
"Hey, look, Grandpa," McQueen said rudely. "I'm not a bulldozer, I'm a race car."
"Is that right?" Doc replied, clearly unimpressed. "Then why don't we just have a little race? Me and you."
McQueen cracked up.
"Ho, ho, ho! Me and you," he said, unbelieving. "Is that a joke?"
"If you win, you go and I fix the road," Doc suggested. "If I win, you do the road my way."
McQueen couldn't believe his luck. "This car probably does 0 to 60 in about 3.5 years, he thought. "I'll run the race and be out of here in half an hour." It was an offer he couldn't refuse. "You know what, old timer," McQueen said, "that's a wonderful idea. Let's race."